And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are in the studios. This place is packed. We've got seasonings. We've got drinks. We've got butchers. And right now, we've got one of my buddies from a long time ago. Eddie, you and I have been buddies for probably 20 years, back to when the JCs were running a golf tournament here in town. You remember all that?
I remember all those hot dogs we used to grill over there at the Elks.
That's right, yeah, at the Elks before when the tournament was first started out there. I remember one year we ran out of propane, so we took them in and put them in the dishwasher and turned the dryer only on high and grilled hot dogs in the dryer because we ran out of them in the food booth. True story. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, back from memory lane now. Introduce our guest here. Ed who?
Eddie Sibneski. He works with Steepletown Neighborhood Services, but he's got this cool gig going on called Kielbasa Idol going on next week, Cinco de Mayo, Saturday. Tell us a little bit about it, Eddie.
Well, thanks, Randy. Thanks for having me on today. Kielbasa Idol was, we were at our think tank over there at Fifth Street Hall, our secondary office. And
think about it or drink about it?
That, too. Yep. And Dick Hatch, who was the president then, says, you know, we got to shake it up here a little bit and we do something with some food. And I says, finding out who has the best kielbasa in West Michigan. And so we created the name Kielbasa Idol, and last year was the inaugural year. We fed 700 people, and I had to turn away 400 or 500. So this year we're going to be giving out bracelets to the first 1,000.
Okay.
Who'd have thunk,
you know? And that's next Saturday.
That's next Saturday, and we've moved it outside to St. Adelbert Park for you West Siders. It's the old Pulaski Park. And we thank Monsignor for the use. Right on the corner of 5th and Davis, down by the Basilica.
Oh, okay.
See the big domes off the highway there? You're real close.
Okay. But it looks like to me you've got about 10 here butcher shops, or 10 or 12 here, that have actually stepped up and they're going to be competing. Is there a competition piece to this too?
There is, and we thank them. And these are some of the finest markets here in Michigan. And, you know, we have people coming from all over the Midwest to get some the real fresh kielbasa over here in West Michigan. And, they're going to battle it out. We're going to have a judges panel giving out the judges award, and then for the spectators, $5 to get in, you get a wristband, you get to try all the markets, and you get a ballot. So there'll be a People's Choice Award, too.
Well, we're very familiar with these butchers, especially Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is one of our great sponsors, and we spend an awful lot of time with Tim and Teresa out there and Walker, and those guys make some great sausages, so you're going to have a ball.
Yeah, and I know Tim and Teresa, they were the MVPs of the fun pack last year. They really had a good time. And, you know, they just
no surprise.
They just moved into a new facility, 3450 Remembrance Road. And, as a matter of fact, we just had sausage, and we had a polka band in there about a month ago on a Sunday. It was kind of fun.
But, about that.
Yeah, we're going to be out there in a couple of weeks doing our show.
Yeah, but they're slightly Polish.
Yeah. So, Eddie, this thing happens at St. Adelbert Park and at Fifth Street Hall. There's two venues going on?
Yeah, actually, we're going to start it out in the park and have our friends from West Side over there with one of their big trailers full of their stuff. And we'll have the tents there, obviously, for the vendors. We'll have seating, some limited seating, you know, for the elderly or someone that needs a seat. And we're also going to be open at Fifth Street Hall. They're going to serve full Polish meals starting at 2 o'clock. We're going to have live music outside starting at, as soon as church is over, about 5:30.
Sure.
And then we're going to move it in for the Derby at 6:30, and there's going to be a prize for the best Derby hat. And Cinco de Mayo, there's going to be a prize for the best sombrero.
Sure.
I mean, these are huge
so
prizes.
So Cinco de Mayo ski. Something
right,
like that.
Something
huh?
like that.
He was Polish.
And Eddie, last question. You're obviously, everything you touch is for charity. What are we raising money for at this time?
Well, this is for Steepletown Neighborhood Services. And Steepletown is a conglomerate of St. James, St. Albert's, and St. Mary's. And we basically answer to the needs of the neighbors. And anything from utilities, there's computer classes going on right now as we speak. We're going to graduate 75 kids with their GEDs here this month. So we do it all. And, you know, we need money, and like anyone else. And if we're going to do it, we might as well have fun and throw some kielbasa out there.
Yeah, you know what?
You're going to get better donations if you give them a beer or two.
Yeah, and there was one other thing for our grilling listeners out there. You said that from time to time you need people to help grill at these events because you don't have enough people showing up with grill skills. I'm thinking we can help with that. If you're listening out there, tell us a little bit how somebody might get involved, Eddie.
Well, Steepletown has a booth at the festival, June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, downtown, and we grill. We grill kielbasa, and we're going to grill about 3,000 kielbasa dogs. Our biggest challenge every year is getting people to come down and grill and do it right. And this is a call out to your people. If you want to put in 4 hours for charity, do some grilling outside, check out the scenery, and we'll feed you.
Those dates for that?
That's June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
How do they get a hold of you?
I left you a brochure. You can go to steepletowncenter.org and go through our website there, and that'll get you to Eddie. Extension 132 is my extension when you get in there.
Great.
But I tell you, the festival's a good time, and we'll get you a hat and an apron and everything else, and you just grill.
I guarantee it. We got the Grilling Nation out there for the grilling guys. Somebody will step up. Your phone will ring. I guarantee it.
You can also volunteer with us. You can just hit us on Facebook if you want to send in a volunteer, Facebook.com/grilling guys, and we'll forward it on to Ed.
Well, thanks, guys.
Happy to help. My son's graduating that. He's got a graduation party that day, so I'll be grilling already.
Okay. Well, we can send you some kielbasa from our place if you happen to run out of food. But I thank you, guys. This is my first grilling show. I'm really excited. So
We're excited with kielbasa. I mean, you're like Ryan Sequest of kielbasa, so that's a big deal for us.
Yeah, I'm like the geriatric Rob Bliss of Grand Rapids. I don't know. We'll try anything twice, but grilling for everyone.
Okay, thanks, right. Ed.
That's great. That was Eddie Sibneski from the Steepletown Neighborhood Services, doing some great things here in West Michigan, helping a lot of people out that maybe aren't as fortunate as some of the rest of us are, and just doing good things in the neighborhood. Get out and support this thing,
man. Really. Helping the kids with GEDs, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's
it
a problem.
Is. It is. It's a problem,
we
and
need
it's,
these
it's
kids
all good.
To get to work someday.
Yeah. All of that, Bob. Yeah. All of that, yeah. Coming up next, we've got our friend Drew McClain from Beer Boy Gourmet. We're going to talk about some seasonings and rubs and a little bit about a guy that was just helping out his buddies and has a little passion for food and decided that he could sell some of these spices and seasonings. And we're going to break those down, let you know where to find them.
We will. And the funny thing is about this whole kielbasa idol thing, it's like shortly after that, I think the very following weekend, we're going to be right back out at Sobeys for, we're going to do a big sale out there, a remote. So we're gonna be getting like kielbasa eyes. We're at
Rockford Ace. Hardware.
We're at St. Anthony's after that. So we'll go over our remote schedule here in the next segment. Well, we've got a lot of cool events coming up with some grilling. So it'll be a ton of fun.
Yeah, we're gonna hit some recipes here for the rest of the show too. What we've got to do is break down a little bit more of that trout. I tell you what, I've got one really good recipe with a smoked trout with creamy gorgonzola. You're not gonna want to miss that one. It tastes really good on the grill. Made that one up and want to share it with you. We'll make sure we put that on the grilling guys as well. So
and you won't want to drop it.
No. Yeah, I know. That's fish abuse, and we can't do that. But anyway, we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.